this is Heidi, a.k.a. EnviroMama, and you're listening to the one and only Neverwinter Nights Podcast!
This is so exciting! Wow! Where to begin?
It's the Neverwinter Nights Podcast.
The Neverwinter Nights Podcast.
The only podcast for the Neverwinter Nights game series, bringing you news, interviews, reviews, and more for the community by the community. You can find us online at NeverwinterNightsPodcast.com. And now, on to the show.
Hello, I'm Trey, a.k.a. Eshercon Zelo. It's a free-for-all.
Hi, this is Michelle, a.k.a. Liso.
Hi, this is Rowanin.
Hey, and this is episode 94 of the Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The only Neverwinter Nights podcast. Everything Neverwinter Nights 1 and 2.
So what are we going to do this week? We have no interview.
Well, prior to doing anything, Grinning Fool says, can I eavesdrop? So give him a call.
Okay, to ask him what his thing is. By the way, for all of you listening, we're in IRC.
Yes, we are in IRC.
And we're live. But you're listening to this recorded. He's calling.
He's answered.
I see that. It says he's answered.
Hello. Lucy.
Can you hear us now?
If only I could talk. Oh, you can't talk?
Oh, you're just going to listen?
Yeah, he's an eavesdropper.
He's a lurker.
Did y'all hear that joke about Greenville?
Shh, you weren't supposed to tell nobody.
Pretty funny. Okay, what were we? I see. We were going to start the news. Oh, yeah, I see how it is.
Well, we might bring up again, in case anybody didn't listen last week, that we are going to be sitting in the IRC channel. The information is on our website, but I think we need to make a clearer thread for it because it's in the off topic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we probably should put it in the announcements.
Right, and we will be sitting in the IRC while we are recording podcast. Grinning Fool is lurking and listening to us record tonight. Unfortunately, he cannot speak for some reason.
He's not plugged in.
Oh, no.
Maybe that's why. Maybe I'm just sulking. Right. Why would you be sulking, dude?
Because he sees how it is.
Yeah, people are telling jokes about him.
You need to have a thing of a reason. Also, we have an IRC, Johnny Ree.
Yeah, Johnny Ree sitting in IRC also.
Johnny.
He's controlling the four-year-old so that we can record tonight.
Ooh, that sounds like a personal problem. Hello?
I'm not talking to you.
So, Michelle, how you doing?
I am doing fantastic. How are you guys?
And Trey gets kicked out of the podcast. Okay, so what do we have for news this week? So I noticed over in the Obsidian forums that Monty Montgomery. No, that's not his name.
Montgomery Markland.
Yeah, that's his name. He left Obsidian.
Yeah, he did.
Does anybody know where he went?
No, we don't know yet. And if a lot of people might know that Monty Markland used to head the Rodeo Studios project and their trilogy for what's it called again? Planescape trilogy.
He was on the show a couple of times.
Yes, he was one of my first interviews actually, Rodeo Studios. I think my second major interview.
I thought it was Rodeo.
Is it Rodeo or Rodeo?
It's Dow.
Oh, okay.
Rodeo is that street in Beverly Hills where all the shops.
Oh. Thank you, Grinning Fool, for the correction.
Adam is stuck in a tree.
But it's hot apple tree.
He's in our bedroom. How could he be stuck in a tree?
Maybe it's a shoe tree.
Okay, we're going to have to do an interview with Grinning Fool about the things that he hears in his head.
I thought you heard stuff in your head.
Well, that isn't a secret, though.
Can y'all hear me fine?
I can hear you perfectly.
Yeah, you're coming through 5x5.
5x5?
Square. Square. I'm a nerdy square.
That's an old CB term.
Nobody actually says that. Well, apparently somebody does.
Yeah, they do. If you're in the military, you say 5x5.
Are
you in the military?
No, not me. The CB term is wall-to-wall and treetop tall. That's means 5x5.
Okay, I'm rolling my eyes. Can anybody hear it?
Yeah, I heard that loud and clear.
Squishy, squishy. I heard them.
Oh, that's really
gross. Nobody actually says that. I just did.
Saturday night, and it's a good thing we have Rowan in here with us. Saturday
night. Wait before we get to that. So, PRC 3.3D has been released. D as in dog.
Yep.
Did y'all know that?
I knew it now.
Stradivarius.
Like the
posted over in the BioWare forum. Can't talk. BioWare forums. We like you guys so much that we decided to give you another PRC release. This one with the new content like the Jade Phoenix Mage, Adaptive Style, Extra Granted Maneuver, and Extra Readied Maneuver. So we'll put the link to that in the show notes and you can go check that out.
Yeah, go check that out.
So evidently that wasn't their last release.
Check it out.
Okay, can we talk about Saturday night?
Saturday night, yeah. What happened Saturday night?
Well, let's see. We're fortunate we have Rowanna with us. We went to the Realms of Anacolia for a jousting tournament during their festival. And this is, you know how hard it is to get me to go to a PW to begin with. And I did show up, by the way.
Where were you Saturday morning?
Or Friday night? What happened Sunday?
You know, sometimes people have a life.
I was there Saturday morning.
I was there all...
See, you want a ribbon?
I took Friday off.
No, I didn't win anything. I got my butt kicked.
I didn't ask if you won a ribbon. I said, do you want one?
Oh, they were giving away ribbons. That's why I thought you said that.
Can I have a cookie?
Can I have a cookie? Does anybody actually eat cookies that Michelle gives us?
I did. Of course you do. You say you do.
You'd better.
They have special ingredients. Okay. That's enough. Commence rolling eyes again.
Big cookie.
Oh, Granny Fool said, what is that strange slurping noise? So.
It's a strange slurping noise. I think he was making reference to eye rolling.
Yeah.
See? That's what he did.
So, Saturday morning, I competed in the Queen's, for the Queen's Champion.
Yep.
The Queen's character did, not me. Yes. My character, Noble Star, did. And, he got his butt kicked.
Yeah.
Well,
each contestant was given 3 ribbons, and when they lost a bout, they had to give a ribbon to the victor. And if they lost all 3 of their, or left, when they run out of ribbons, they were out of the contest. And, I think Noble lost all 3 of them pretty quick.
Yep.
I fed your horse a carrot.
That was Saturday night.
I know.
Jousting.
But see, I wasn't there for the other one, so the only thing I could talk about was Saturday night.
Is that what you kids are killing it these days?
I think you meant Colin.
I like him. He calls us kids. Dropping your love on the fields.
Yeah, we're full of euphemisms and innuendos.
Sold on every street corner. Anyway, I did not participate in the jousting. I did stand in the stands and
I didn't know you were
comments here and there. What, Trey?
I didn't know you were there because I didn't know what your character's name was.
You were talking to me.
I know, but that was after Rowan had told me, hey, that's Michelle over there, the redhead.
Oh, my gosh.
It was kind of funny because I told Trey, yeah, that's Michelle. So then Noble started talking to her, And she didn't respond.
I know.
And then I got a message on MSN from Michelle. Who's this guy talking to me? I said, it's Trey. It was pretty funny.
Well, at first she said she was there, so I went and looked down the character list for the name he said, and I saw it on the, you know, in the party, but I couldn't find her on the screen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then you go, oh, I think she's AFK, and she went around behind the stand or something like that.
I had to pee. I peed behind the stands.
Nice. Alrighty then.
Moving right along.
And now for something totally different.
Something totally different. Rowan and laughing.
Yeah, GF.
I don't know. GF. I think he's having almost as fun, much fun being a lurker.
Yeah.
See, this is why I wanted to
listen in like this.
This is why I wanted to listen in the girl gamer thing.
They're gonna find out what kind of idiots we are.
Yeah. A lot of my code DMs over at Anacolia already know that.
I think they pretty much already know all about
that
us. Idiot,
that we're all idiots?
You know, something like that. But you do put the bloopers in and all.
Yeah. Don't put them all in.
Thank goodness.
So, Michelle, did you enjoy the jousting tournament?
Yes, I did. But I really thought that the Flaming Horse should have been allowed to compete.
Yeah, what was that all about? I was down there ready to joust.
Discrimination, man. They didn't let the Flaming Horse compete.
And then all of a sudden these huge big demon things started spawning all over the place.
They were hell spawns.
Yeah. Well,
I ran behind the stands again so that I didn't get hit.
That was good.
Now, I think I died twice.
On Anacolia, being a persistent world as we are, the DMs tend to throw elements from other campaigns and ongoing storylines into these kind of one-off games. So that's kind of what that was all about. One jouster and one person specifically in the stands were NPCs that were furthering a storyline that wasn't really involved with the joust, but they just kind of got involved.
Yeah, that makes more sense than one of two twins.
Tempter. That NPC was named Tempter, right?
Tempter, yes.
Who was running that, Barry?
Nope.
Right.
No, that was Tempter was run by Malashara, one of our other DMs.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, you know, as soon as my character was logged in the stands, Trey starts yelling, "Hey, redhead!"
Well,
he did not even
know your name. I didn't know your name because I hadn't been introduced, so I had. I still had my tiger mask on, so you didn't know who it was.
He was honing in on the redhead. He's like, fresh meat. Oh, God, no, wait, it's Liso.
No, Noble is a big flirt. He flirts with all the chicks. Doesn't he, Rowanin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's too bad I couldn't tell you were flirting.
What? I was also jousting.
Oh, sure. Use your jousting as an excuse.
I was wanting you to pet my horse. You never would.
I fed it a carrot. What more do you want?
I won, like... Dot, dot, dot. I was winning at the very beginning. I won like four in a row, and I had eight at one point.
Oh, that must have been when I wasn't there.
Of the joust?
Yeah. I won like the first four, and then I went on a slump.
Well, Mike,
I should have quit competing once I got eight.
Yeah, because that would have won.
I know. I realized that when I saw y'all tied at seven.
Yep.
Sick, I tell you. Greenville says, pet your horse, feed it a carrot. Sick, I tell you.
we're sick?
My character lost his first two, and then I don't think he lost again.
but you ended up tied for seventh, and then y'all had a joust off.
Right.
And you won pretty big on that. You knocked him off his horse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My joust roll was in the 30s, and I think he rolled a 5.
So I would only get to see about half of each joust. It would like, it's like frames would drop out for some reason.
Really?
The joust started.
The ones that you were participating in, or just ones?
Yeah, any of them. Okay. Even the ones I was in.
Sounds like a graphics problem.
I did tell Roanne that I would come and go on the PW again some other time. I can't promise that I will role play a lot because I'm a little slow on the take because I'm not used to it, but
well,
I
that's
will.
Well, you need to get back and practice.
Do they have a practice Ryan's class?
Ryan is pretty good at it. Sometimes you don't even know it's him.
Well,
hey, Trey, you should try to call Speaking Beast to see if he answers.
Okay.
I added him to the chat, so you should be able to just call him.
Well, we had a really good turnout for the festival. We had, I think, one of the events that had the largest turnout was 18 players and 5 DMs. And that was the Bardic competition.
Yeah, I kind of just sit and watch that one. I was late to it, though.
I wanted to go to that one, but I wasn't. That was Sunday, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling well.
Sunday afternoon.
You are.
Oh, there he is.
There you go.
Okay.
See, I'm finding random people to call. Speaking Beast is Jason Roy, J. Clef. He's doing the Misery Stone.
Okay.
I don't like this new Skype.
I understand it. I finished it.
Busy.
Oh, he said he needs to restart real quick. God.
Is a free for all, right?
I bet you, Granny.
Yeah, it's a free for all.
It's a free for all. We have
Can we
no
call
interview.
Johnny?
Hey, call Johnny. He'll answer.
Call Johnny. He'll eat it. He'll eat anything.
He'll answer.
I don't know about all that. I hope he has a little bit of a discerning taste.
Yeah, he's not answering.
Johnny, answer Skype.
And now for the free, joining the free for all is Johnny Ree!
Ree, Ree, Ree!
Yeah,
the crowd goes
maybe not.
Crazy.
He's still not answering.
Oh, there he is.
There he goes.
And now joining the free for all is Johnny Ree!
Hello. Says, that sounded like it hurt.
But,
I got back. Hello. I got background commentary as well.
put him on. Let him say something.
Oh, he will.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. He's busy at the moment homing and watching Tom and Jerry and telling me the fact that he's watching Tom and Jerry.
Is he climbing a tree?
Granny Fool, you have breasts?
What?
Granny Fool asked to sign his breast.
What?
Just sign my breast.
In the chat. Yeah.
Where's Adam?
Who wants to sign his? I'm not touching anybody's breasts. So Johnny, what you been up to?
Touch just about anybody. I'm sorry.
What? No, I'm actually working at the moment, and other than that, I've just been working on Mystery Stone as well.
Cool. Yeah.
That's basically it. Oh yeah, most definitely. Introduce a new creature over the weekend, actually it was created over the weekend.
Oh, put the link. Show them. Put the link in the chat box.
That's the one you showed me already, Michelle?
Yeah, I haven't showed it to Trey yet.
Well, it's on the Bounce Rock front page. Oh, yeah.
Hey, nice to meet you, Johnny.
Nice to meet you, too. Who am I talking to, by the way?
Johnny, this is Roanne.
Yeah.
Roanne and Johnny.
Hey. Hello.
How you doing?
Well, exactly. There we go.
Jason's back on Trey.
Grinning Fool says he'll never wash his breast again.
I'm not touching nothing.
I just posted the link.
I have to link the bounty roll. I got that saved.
You call it Jason, Trey?
Well, that would be it.
Yeah.
He's ready.
Well, isn't that special?
Of course it's special.
Alright. Calling him. Ring-a-ding-a-ling-a.
So who's going to have the trouble of actually editing the show? Hey, Jason.
Jason. I am the only person who's allowed to call him that, so don't do it.
I wouldn't want to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Jason was the rock star of Misery Stone.
Ah, please, come on now.
And now joining the free-for-all is Jason Roy!
Yay!
Yay! I joined the free-for-all, yay!
Ready, Phil, why can't you speak? Do you not have a mic?
He said he's a lurker, or slurper, or something. So what you been up to, Jason?
He's micless.
Well, I was just downstairs watching some metal videos, but before that I was working on Misery Stone with Johnny Ree. Kind of like, you know, tossing around ideas for stuff. And it's going good. It's going good. We're gaining a lot of traction on the project now, so I'm pretty excited.
You been playing your guitar too?
Yeah, at the moment I'm actually playing my bass.
Play for us!
Well, yeah, I was just playing, so you probably can't hear me.
Play, Jason! Pick it up and play it.
Plug it in!
Yeah. Yeah,
plug it in. Plug it in.
Come on, Jason!
I plug everything right into the computer. You know? I have my...
Let all our listeners hear you play something.
Well, they can just put a ball...
I'm putting you on the spot. I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah, but I don't have anything to do. I mean, I don't have an amp or anything. I can't play. Well, you won't be able to hear. I'm just playing unplugged, just fiddling around.
Yeah, unplugged, like Eric Clapton.
Yeah, exactly.
That's CD by Tesla.
Hey, we can get Johnny to play, too. He's got an acoustic guitar right next to him, I know for a fact.
Yes, well, you know what? When we've got Jason Roy on here... And
yeah, Mario, you know...
Just, oh, geez, come on now, people.
But we
hey,
can't
you got Johnny Ree.
We can't even get Jason to play unplugged, though.
I am playing right now, actively, as I'm talking. It's, you know, the slap and pop bass stuff, like the Seinfeld. I'm just going around. But, has everybody seen the Vampire, the newest Vampire model for Misery Stone?
I have.
No.
Rowanna, yes, you have.
Oh, guys,
is that what you sent me?
Out.
Yes, it was a Vampire Zombie.
Oh, Vampire Zombie, I'm sorry. I just hear what you said.
Johnny,
make sure you put all these links in the show notes.
Well, Johnny put the link right there on the IRC, so anybody can click on it.
Well, it's basically just a bounce rope.
Yeah, that's just a bounce rope.
Well, I know it's our blog. It's
on the front page.
It's the feature right now.
Oh, Arkadaki. Arkadaki. Yeah.
Really, really
cool.
YouTube stuff.
Video and everything.
Well, it's rather short.
This is working if my lips are moving.
You played for YouTube?
What?
Say YouTube video?
YouTube.
No.
Oh, tube. Wow.
Yeah, I think U2 is a bit more exclusive.
Yeah, Bono
was
real excited to do the gig.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Make fun of Trey.
Now, where on the Bouncy Rock forum would I find that?
It's right on the front page.
It's not on the actual
forum. It's on the blog.
Well, because that link took me to the forum.
Have.
Oh, no.
It took me to the Bouncy Roll.
Yep, Bouncy Roll.
That's it. That's where you want to be.
Fuck.com.
Like the blog roll, you know?
Who is that right there?
Because we roll like that.
Who's that picture of at the top?
That's is the head pack. His face pack. Yeah, it's one of his head pack.
Remember the head pack we announced it on the show a couple weeks ago, Trey?
Of course I do. Y'all should have heard a lot of stuff that got cut out of that one.
Oh, really?
He was the master of editing. That was just phenomenal. I couldn't believe how well he pulled that off.
Oh, cool. Yeah, there we are, right over on the right side. Eee!
Yes, icon
ooh,
and all,
those are
dude.
Zombies.
I like the shot of the cat laying on top of the tower.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one that knocked it over?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. That's a cool case. Does that have a handle on the top?
Actually, it's a very poor case. Made to look cool. It's actually made to look like an Alienware, but I didn't buy the computer for the case. I bought it for the inside of it. And it's truly...
No, not the one
after taking out, all of the contents, I can lift it with my little finger and walk around with it without, well, forget about it, quite frankly. It's a horrible case.
Wait, hold on.
The new case or the one the cat's
not the case the cat's laying.
The new one. Yeah, that one is brilliant. That
what
was
brand is that new
one? Good question.
Does that have a handle on the top of it there?
No, it's actually just to put things on. It's quite handy.
I got a case.
I put my headset on it.
Oh, yeah. I have a case with a handle on top so I can take it to LAN parties.
My case is
Sexy.
Sweet.
I have a sexy case.
Really? Is it curvy? And...
I do. It's beautiful, isn't it, Johnny?
Yes, it is.
The Grinning Pool, what kind of case do you have?
Yeah, what kind of case do you have, Grinning Pool? I'll sign it for you.
What kind of case do you have, Grinning Pool?
Yeah, you guys can't pull off that kind of way of dressing.
Oh,
big
kiss.
One, ooh. I'll definitely sign it then. Nope.
I have a full tower.
I'll sign yours too. I'm great.
I know Rowan has a Macintosh.
Yep.
Mac Pro.
He's a Mac.
I'm a PC.
Yep, so am I.
I have probably the ugliest case in the world.
Shame is a mini ATX. Oh my god. Okay, I take the signature back, but you can keep the one on your chest.
Whoa, what was that?
That was Adam.
Johnny, you okay?
I'm doing quite well. Want to say something, Adam? Come here.
Have him do the listener hello. See if you can get him to say.
Tom and Jerry. He wants to watch Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry.
Somebody answer Grinning Fool.
Who inhaled a bird? Adam did.
Well, he was stuck in a tree, right?
Yeah, he was stuck in a tree, apparently.
No, it was not an apple tree. Very specific on that.
There's a tree in our bedroom. I'm scared.
Everything is a tree, you know that.
Yeah, broccoli spears are trees.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you stick it in the egg roll.
Yes, egg roll.
Johnny, Jason, y'all have any news y'all want to let us know about?
Yeah, tell us what's going on. Give us some inside information, dude.
Okay, well, I guess... Well, I don't know. I mean, everything... Oh, here's the deal. Johnny and I just... Well, we're going to be doing weekly updates now, so I don't want to give away too much because I got to save material for those. But definitely.
Well, you can tell us about this week's.
Well, this week's is the vampire, and okay. Johnny Reed kind of. And I don't want to kind of give away their origin because I don't know. It just adds more flavor while you're playing the game. But they are really cool, and they're just, you know, they suck blood and all that good stuff. Johnny Reed probably took him, I think it was like 2 days or something like that to create.
Fully finished.
A vampire that sucks blood?
Yeah, isn't that nuts? Well, they're not exactly, I don't wanna, yeah, they're kind of like vampiric ghouls. They're our own kind of twist creation. It's really, you'll see. But, yeah, there's gonna be a ton of them in the mod. It's gonna be kind of like the whole swarm. Aspect, you know, when they see you, it's, you know, like that movie 28 Days Later, those kind of zombie survival. Yeah, it's gonna be something like that, you know, they move with a sense of urgency too. It's great. The animation that they, it's custom, but not really.
It's mainly using the ghoul skeleton. However, I did add a custom running animation. So they don't sort of run towards you like a ghoul would. They are running towards you like they're in a rush to get to you, sort of thing.
Yeah, so that's extra spooky.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Grinning Fool is covering his ears because he doesn't want to hear the spoilers.
It's really, I mean, yeah.
We're trying not to give away any spoilers story-wise. We figured we can do the update on the website where we show off the new visuals and stuff like that, but without giving out... Yeah, no story spoilers. Because people will play the module for the sake of the story, so therefore we don't want to spoil that. However, any new gameplay concepts and, as well as the visuals that we introduce into the module will post on a weekly basis.
So have y'all set a date yet?
No. Okay. Yeah, no date really. I'd like to do it before summer to kind of get it out, but we'll see how that goes. You know, depending on a few things. But as far as you know, systems and things like that, when Johnny was talking about, I'm actually going to take the same conversation system I was going to use with the Rogue, which was modeled after Shadowrun for SNES, or at least my rendition of it. And so gathering information and the whole conversation, you know, conversing with people is actually just kind of a sub-game in itself where you try to extract information from people. You got to ask the right questions and everything like that. And every time you learn a new word, it was added to your vocabulary and stuff. And you get to uncover the history and little mysteries and, you know, things like that around the island. And,
Are y'all laughing at something in the IRC? That's awesome. Okay, so we're looking at a picture of Greenpool that Johnny modeled.
Oh, nice.
He ain't got no hair.
Oh, I saw that one.
Okay, that's so now, knowledge too. Now I have a mental picture of what Greenpool looks like.
That's right.
So, you know,
pretty accurate.
Well, hey, we're looking forward to that module. I think it's going to be a good one.
Ah, thanks. Yeah, we're definitely having a lot of fun, you know, working on it right now. And like I said, things are starting to really, you know, gain traction, move along. So.
Oh yeah, it just took off once we introduced SVN.
Dave's helping y'all with that too, isn't he?
Yes, actually, he is. He is. He's actually working on something pretty neat. Yeah, I'll save for it. But he's got his own things he's working on. Mainly, it's going to be dialogue. He's going to be doing a lot of the writing. And he's a great writer, and I'm definitely happy to have him on board.
Cool.
I'm a slacker.
You're a cheerleader. That's what you call yourself,
yeah,
isn't it?
There you go. No, I mean, you actually...
Half the stuff I do is because she put nudges me on.
Nice. And I got to say, I mean... You do have a lot of writing that's in the first half of the mod. A lot of your writing is there. You haven't, you know, and so that's, you know, you'll be seeing a lot of Michelle's stuff, too.
I'm going to go around the forums to see if Grinningful actually used that as an avatar.
That's the dog that attacked him while during his interview, I think.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Was that Grinningful? I've had several dogs in my interviews, so I can't remember.
He had a dog attack during the interview?
Mixed together. Maybe that wasn't him. I can't remember. It was somebody. No, that's not. What?
Not the dog.
Yeah, it was me, but not the dog. I've had several interviews where dogs attacked during the interview or jumped up on them. And we're back.
Hey, Patrick Robinson's on. Robinson Workshop.
Hey.
You should have him, Trey, don't you?
Well, I use the other account. I've been using the other account for quite a while now to do interviews, so... What's his call sign?
Patrick Robinson. It's showing up as Patrick Robinson.
I don't think I... I've never interviewed him, so... That's probably why you have it.
Adam Miller's on, too. Let's see if he answers.
Oh, you guys are crazy.
Hey, why not? This is the crazy
I've always wanted to do this. I've actually wanted, they won't let me, but I've wanted to actually call into Obsidian offices. Just see who we get.
You're on the air!
Grinning Fool, do you have any news?
Any news besides, you know, your chest has been signed and his refrigerator, he's asking, my refrigerator is not running. It is functional, though.
Yeah.
Rob McGinnis is showing away, but he always shows away. But it's awful late. They're probably not at work anymore.
You think?
Maybe.
Grinning Fool says Rob never stops working.
Just did
he never stops working it.
Did Grinning Fool have any news? Like anything about 1.23 or the?
He hasn't said yet. He said, mm-mm. He says 1.23 is potentially entering beta on Friday.
Which is when this show airs. So when you hear this, it could potentially be entering. Scott crashed. Okay, he's added in. Here he comes. Here comes Patrick Robinson.
Hey!
What's this? Is this Hellfire?
Yeah.
It'll hardly be news by then.
Yeah.
Hi, Pat!
And hello. We have Hellfire joining into the free-for-all.
Woohoo!
Howdy.
This is free-for-all Neverwinter Night podcast recording. We're calling everybody that we can get a hold of.
Wow, this is crazy.
Are you there?
Insane.
I'm here.
Did we wake you up?
No, just working in 3D Studio Max.
How you doing tonight, Pat?
Doing pretty good, watching TV and working in Max.
Got any news for us?
Not really, besides a few new creatures I'm working on.
Hey, bonus, well hey. That's news.
Currently I have, the Naga, the Purple Worm, and the Sturge completed.
Sweet. I think we had the Purple Worm on our show a few weeks ago.
So did you figure out Cat?
No, I haven't. And I've been looking at the wiki.
Okay. Well, if people don't mind him, I'm going to talk him through it.
Hey, go ahead. It's part of the show.
I think that would be rather boring, actually. I do want to get a session down with you and actually explain Cat. However, I've just been rather busy at the moment.
I'm opening up the Max with Cat installed.
Podcast listeners, I wasn't actually, how to use Cat.
Right, I wasn't actually going to do it, but hey, if you have any questions, then go right ahead.
Yeah, we have Hellfire on.
Dang, we're on fire now.
My pastor mentioned you last Sunday.
Mentioned Hellfire? And we just need damnation on here, and then we'd be set.
Brimstone.
So, hey, Patrick, how'd you get that call sign that you use, that name?
I'm a flight sim junkie, and mainly helicopters. And the AH-64 Apache is my favorite, and the main missile used on it is the Hellfire missile.
There you go.
Where's your partner in crime?
He's probably hanging out with some of his friends at a bar somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Were you in the military?
Yes, U.S. Army.
Cool. Well, thanks for joining us, Hellfire.
You're welcome.
We're just kind of calling people around and harassing them.
Yeah, we have no interview this week, so we're faking it.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're calling it a free-for-all.
So when are those vampire zombies going to be released?
Yeah.
With Mr. Stone.
We were just talking about that.
I'd like to add, and I mentioned this to Johnny yesterday, I asked him, I said, does this thing have, like, more custom content than SOZ? He said, probably.
Well, it probably will.
The Misery Stone I don't is know packed that, you know. Full of custom
well,
content.
Well, SOZ has a lot of placeables.
Yep.
Yeah, they have a lot of SOZ has a lot of content. I don't think Misery Stone's gonna reach the amount, you know, of custom content. It's all good, you know. We're just a little group here. You know?
I guess the longer they take to actually finish the story and the critical path and stuff like that, the more custom content will go in there. Because I have a tendency to just go into the module and see, well, that doesn't look like quite right, and then end up making something custom for it. Also, whenever there's a cool new NPC that comes on, and I go, well, it doesn't really look all that right, we'll have to make something custom as well. So.
Yep. Or like, yeah.
You drag it out, Jason, you'll have a whole slew of stuff.
I know, I'm milking it right now. I'm just like, you know, that's right. Nah, not really, though. He just works wicked fast, you know, and I work wicked slow. Well, it's funny because most everybody here right now is probably working on something, like actively. I know I'm in the tool set.
Yeah, they're all in the tool set, except for us, because, well...
Oh, great.
Well, I'm actually working on non-related to Nemonite stuff. As in actual work.
The stuff that pays you.
and we're keeping you from it.
I have no problem working while talking. It's not an issue for me.
Okay, so Grinning Fool was asking about the Purple Worm.
Oh my god, he did it.
What?
I double click on his link.
Okay, I guess that character was introduced a bit earlier then.
Yeah.
That's all right.
He's not done though.
No, he's not. You'll revert. No, you don't have to do that. That's
it's quite not done anyway.
I was actually thinking about you, Grinning Fool, when I created him. As twisted as that may be.
Yeah, that is a little twisted.
Well, isn't that twisted at all?
That is a little twisted.
Yeah.
See why I love him? Isn't it cool?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, it's all my twisted side that you actually is attracted to.
Exactly, the dark twisted.
Okay, what does that make me?
Hellfire, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Hey, tell us about that purple worm that you made.
It's really, really cool.
I know, I've seen it.
It's my best ZBrush work yet. I'm hoping to get better.
We had it on the show a couple weeks ago.
Well, I think we had it on the episode that got cut that week, remember?
Yeah, because I haven't heard anything.
We did it, though.
Yeah, we did it, but we never published it.
Well, we got to make sure that it goes in the
show. So, yeah. Send us a link to some pictures of that, if you don't mind.
Can do.
Yeah, link us.
Are we, I think I already have them in our show notes from that
we
one
do.
Week. Okay. I'll just get them from there.
Yeah, Patrick's the quiet one. His partner in crime is the noisy one. He talks a lot.
Right.
And he uses the big words. I mean,
does he use the big words? I didn't pay attention to that.
What?
He's obnoxious too.
Yeah, he's got the really big vocabulary.
Obnoxious.
Who's that in the background?
Is that a wife?
Yes.
Hey, tell her say hello.
Mrs. Fire.
I'm trying to drag her over to the computer now.
Hello.
No, come here. They can't hear you from there.
Yeah, we heard her.
Yeah, man. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Mrs. Hellfire.
Yeah,
Hellfire.
My name's actually Storm.
Here's it's great. I put up with all the time I spend on Neverwinter Nights.
Excuse me, Johnny. Excuse
what, Adam?
Johnny?
What did he say?
Excuse me, Johnny.
What can I do for you, Adam?
You see,
yeah,
I
don't think you should cut something. That's what? No, leave things alone. Put that back. It's on my desk, and if it's on my desk, it's not yours. Have some cookies.
Have some cookies.
Oh, he's eating cookies at 11:30 at night.
Great.
Hey, don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, keep it from me. I won't ever know.
Four-year-old sugar.
Oh, hey, I forgot about a news item that we didn't mention.
What?
Mysteries of Westgate has went gold.
Yes, we mentioned that in the last show.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
We did.
I'm really looking forward to Mysteries of Westgate. I hope they release that custom content pretty soon, too, because I really want to use that were-rat and that snake creature.
Well, you know what? Actually, I guess we can say this because I've been given the go-ahead. Our Mysteries of Westgate review will also be done in the next episode.
Yep, next week.
Woo. Yep.
And we're gonna have can we say we're gonna have a special guest?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
You just did.
Yeah. Nice.
I know, but I have the edit.
A certain CEO of a certain company that did Mysteries of Westgate will be joining us for about 15 minutes.
Grinning Fool has a question.
Sure.
If I say I'm on the podcast team, can I review Mask too?
I'll have my people call your people. I don't have any people.
Sure you do. You got one little one right here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
And he grins.
How quickly they forget.
You know what? Speaking of storms of Sahir. Mask of Westier. I guess I got in trouble in the comments calling it storms instead of storm.
Well, that's okay. Dave calls it sands.
Sands.
So I guess there's just one storm because I haven't played it yet.
Hellfire married an X-Man? That's cool.
He married a what?
X-Man.
He married an X-Man?
A storm.
Oh.
What? I missed something.
You guys don't read the comics?
Yes. My wife's call sign online is Storm. Oh. Can you hear even though I'm not pressing the key?
I can hear her talking.
I can hear her talking in the background.
Does that mean you hear me talking?
Yes.
Yes.
Right now, but we didn't hear you if you were talking before.
See, whatever.
I've got to reset this up because I use this for my flight sims and it's supposed to be pushed to talk.
Uh-oh.
No wonder your wingman shut you down that one time.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us in the free-for-all. We appreciate it.
Hey, anytime, buddy. Anytime.
That's true thing.
Thank you, Lurking Grinning Fool.
It's been fun.
All right. Until next time.
Get a game and
level up.
You can always reach us via our website at neverwinternightspodcast.com or by email at show@neverwinternightspodcast.com. You can also leave an audio comment or listener hello by calling us on Skype. Just call NWN Podcast, all one word. The opinions and viewpoints expressed on the Neverwinter Nights podcast are not necessarily those of its sponsors or those of Obsidian, BioWare, Atari, their partners, or employees. The Neverwinter Nights podcast is a production of These Old Geeks, who is solely responsible for its content.
For now, I say we crack some of those kegs and drown the flagon in wine.
The Neverwinter Nights Podcast.
The Neverwinter Nights Podcast is copyright 2009.
What the crap? Did you really just say one of two twins?
Another fine presentation from the Department of Redundancy Department.
No kidding, right?
Want me to do that too?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I can't see you, Granny Pool. What did he say?
I made a hat.
He gave Johnny a hat.
Yeah, it's a hat. Yeah, I don't need a hat.
Oh, that's fun. and everybody applaud Trey since this is edited.
Grinning Fool joined us in the end level up part.
Yeah, it was a silent level.
Yep.
Alright. Here you go. Well, thank you.
Time for the bloop.
Talk to y'all later.
Oh, there's plenty of them.
All right, man. Hey.
This is one big blooper.
Nice.
Good night, guys. Thank you, Hellfire, for joining us. Thank you, Grinning Fool. Thank you, Hun.
Not a problem.
Thank you, Jason.
You got it.
Thank you, Rowan.
You guys rock.
Good night.
Night.
Bye.